2023 FBI Crime Statistics for Texas Border. Texas Border Business, Washington, D.C., Congressman Henry Cuellar, Ph.D. Texas 28, released FBI crime statistics from 2023, demonstrating that border communities are safer than non-border cities in the United States. I've lived my entire life and raised my family along the southern border. Every year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation releases crime statistics that show how crime rates are lower in border communities compared to non-border cities across the United States, said Dr. Cuellar. Our border remains safe and secure because of the efforts from our federal, state, and local law enforcement. It is imperative that our officers continue to be supported. As a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee, I will continue to fund programs that support our law enforcement and protect our communities. I would like to thank the dedicated men and women in blue and green, as well as local leaders at our southern border who work tirelessly to keep our communities safe. According to the FBI's 2023 Uniform Crime Report, the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, had a murder rate of 52.99 for every 100,000 people, and its violent crime rate was 1,361.08 for every 100,000 people. In addition, Washington, D.C., had a murder rate of 38.88 for every 100,000 residents and a violent crime rate of over 1047 for every 100,000 people. Along the border in communities like Laredo, Texas, and El Paso, Texas, these rates are significantly lower. Laredo saw a murder rate of 3.9 and a violent crime rate of 425.66 for every 100,000 residents, and El Paso saw a murder rate of 5.02 and a violent crime rate of 336.21 for every 100,000 residents. Below are bar graphs showing murder rates and violent crime rates between Texas border cities and select U.S. cities, as well as Texas border cities and select Texas cities.